Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 11. My name is Sonia Sophie and I am here today with
Sabine Isaiah,
Tina Thornton,
Christina Sergun Powers,
and special guest
Laura Thompson.
Yay! All right. And today's topic is celebration. Because today one of our lovely ladies on the table, Tina Thornton, celebrates her birthday. Yay! One more time. So I thought that talking about celebration and why it is important is just the perfect topic for today. And so we will continue with our 7-part podcast on getting rid of your excuses with compassion next week. This is the 7th principle. However, celebration is needed all the time, and you're going to find out why and how throughout this podcast. So stay tuned. So today we're going to start with that short exercise again to bring us here. I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, great.
And I think for today, this is awesome, because celebration is also all about honoring ourselves and who we are. So for those who haven't done the exercise yet, what we're going to do is we're going to take 3 deep inhales and then exhale completely. And the reason is that the first in breath, we're going to take all those things from the past, things, worries, regrets, all of that. We're going to bundle it up into the breath and we're going to exhale it and let it go, because it's over with, it's done with, doesn't matter anymore. Then on the second inhale, we're going to inhale all those worries and things we might have about the future, all those things that keep us busy in our mind, and we're going to bundle all of that up. And on the exhale, we're going to let that go and release that, because that hasn't happened yet. And who knows if these things that we're worrying about will even ever occur. Mm-hmm. Who knows? However, on the third in-breath, we're going to remind ourselves that the only time and place to affect any change or to do anything is now. And as we exhale, we're going to exhale with a smile, and we're going to come here to the room, to the now, to the conversation that's about to happen. And we're going to be fully present for it. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so the first thing, everybody put their hands together and rub them just a little bit to awaken your brain and center yourself. Now press slightly into your sternum. And we begin. Close your eyes and deep inhale all those worries and things from the past. And exhale, let them go. It's done with. It's done with. Second inhale, all those worries and things about the future. Bundle them up and send them out. It's not here yet. Who cares? However, third inhale, come to the here and now. It's the only time and place you can do anything. On the exhale, I want you to smile and come here. And when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes, release your hands, and feel how you're feeling. How are you feeling, ladies?
Present.
Amazing.
Great. So celebration, what's the first thought that comes to your mind?
Dance.
Woohoo! I don't celebrate enough.
Ah.
Parties.
Parties. Tina.
Well, celebration is really great for acknowledging the now. Mm. What you've accomplished, what you're expressing about, it really brings you into the now.
It does. And I was just giving a little mini lecture about that to my high school class, because we were talking about dance and why people dance, and they do it all evolves from celebration. You're celebrating the harvest, you're celebrating a birth, you're celebrating people gathering together, and it's the joy of life.
Joy of life.
It seems to suspend time too.
Yeah. Mm.
Excellent. Excellent. So I was listening to someone all day Wednesday, giving lecture after lecture after lecture. And I'd never heard about this person before. And it just, he just appeared in my life via YouTube. And the one of the cool things was the point that he had about celebration. Because it was very different. And I'm with Sabine. I don't celebrate enough. My birthday, it's like, oh, it's my birthday, whatever. Right? Here's what he said. So this was like eye-opening. He said, the highest form of vibration, the highest form of vibration that we can be in is not love, joy, happiness, fun, or maybe it is. But really, you give it the name celebration. Now it becomes a whole different story. It's a whole different spin on it. So his statement was, celebration is the highest form of vibration. Mm. So first I was like, really? And maybe you feel like that right now. Like, really? Celebration is the highest form of vibration? Here's what he said. When we celebrate everything that is, when we celebrate it, because it's divine, yeah. It's here, so it's divine, so we celebrate it. And then I was thinking, oh, it's a little bit like being grateful, but even more fun, yeah. Right? I think sometimes when we hear the word grateful, it's almost like, this, oh, we have to duck down, we have to almost be like in awe like this, and it's... Yeah, right. So sometimes people don't know really what to do with being grateful. Like, ooh, I'm so thankful. I'm shy. I'm humble. But celebration, like, yay, I got this thing. Yay, I was born.
Yeah. I think our culture has lost that.
Yes.
It's become this rote, mechanical, materialistic, commercial event that causes people to spin into a depression. Mm-hmm. They're not celebrating the life at all. And then there's those folks who say, I don't celebrate. I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't celebrate holidays. It's, every day is a special day. But are you celebrating every day?
No.
They're not. Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. That's a great notion. But they've just gone back because celebration is lost. And it's not their fault. It's as a culture, as a community, as a society, and I know this because I used to feel that way, and I came and I moved out of it, and I wanted to have a space like this where I can invite people in. So now when I do the holidays, you know, I want as many people coming here. I love to cook. I love to serve. When we do this little thing we do after here, I love to, you know, celebrate those people that are so important.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, you know, most of the people come around, but, you know, it becomes a little infectious and people start to feel better.
Yeah, I mean, like today, by the time people left, they didn't want to leave. We had to literally kick them out of the yoga studio today. So they come, they're all a little bit sleepy or whatever. And then by the time we finish celebrating each other and ourselves through the practice of Kundalini yoga in this particular instance, by the time, you know, we're finished with the class, they are like, whoa, yay, life is awesome. And we should be like that all the time.
Yeah. So celebration is like the rubber of gratitude meeting the road.
You know what
I mean? Rubber of gratitude meeting the road. I love it.
Yeah.
And so what Christina was saying, how you enjoy, like, people come in and feed them and all that stuff. So in my culture, maybe in other cultures too, in the Armenian culture, it was celebration had become this chore where, okay, you're going to have a party. You have to make all the food yourself. Everything has to look perfect and you invite. And so then, you know, you're the perfect hostess. So it had become this chore and it wasn't fun for me anymore. Oh. And so I started looking at where did this tradition come that I had to be perfect to celebrate.
Mm.
So then I created a potluck. You know, Americans have heard of this, but for Armenians, it was like, what? And I said, everyone's bringing their favorite dish. And from that point on, it really became so much more fun for everybody because everybody got to cook their favorite meal and bring it and share it with everybody. So that felt much more like celebration rather than, stress.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not looking forward to it, stressing, you know, anyway. So thank you for reminding me that. Yeah,
beautiful.
I do celebrate now.
So the many forms of like anything really, we've taken celebration and we have figured out how to spoil it for everyone. like we take anything and everything and we spoil it for everyone by putting rules and contingencies and comparisons
right.
on it. Mm-hmm. And it's not about that at all. Mm-hmm. So celebration, it's about, yay, I did this. And so the person that I was listening to on YouTube, he actually went so far as to say this. Okay, so when you are, let's say even you're depressed, you're just not feeling celebratory at all. And we mentioned this in another podcast before, is to kind of to give ourselves kudos for things that we do. Really, and he said, well, you know, didn't kill anyone today. Yay! Such an awesome human being. Nobody got slapped. Things didn't get broken. This was awesome. I was really great today. I was a great human being. And I said, yeah, this dude is right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So instead of feeling, and for many of us who want to make the world a better place, we feel like if we don't do something awesome that's in the news mm-hmm. or 50 people saw it happen,
yeah.
we feel that we didn't do anything for the world, and then therefore we get to punish ourselves a little bit
yeah.
more.
Okay.
But we just showed up. If we just show up as the bright beings we are.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot.
Or if we don't kill anyone for change.
Going to what you were saying, I think what happens is that when we get like that, we get caught in our own egos.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting from the standpoint of from the time that you're little and you're raised, okay, you're raised to develop your ego. Your parents are mm-hmm. raised to encourage you to have a good self-esteem and this, that, and the other. And then somewhere along the way, it actually gets in the friggin' way.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. It gets in the way. It's like, you know, I'm to a point now, it's like, okay, the first half of my life I spent, quote unquote, learning the rules. Now I have to spend the rest unlearning.
Exactly. Me too.
Because they were all incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe they were correct for some people, but they weren't correct for me.
Yeah.
And because of trying to adhere to them, etc., I've had, you know, darn near 50 years of a whole bunch of stress
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
that wasn't, quote unquote, my creation, if you will, okay, but I view it as my responsibility because I'm the one that it's affected.
Mm-hmm. So, here, high five and celebrate the fact that now you know.
Yes, now you know.
Isn't that liberating? Isn't that fun?
When we talk about, say you're over there on the other side of where we're all speaking from and you're hearing this and it is not part of your experience, celebration is not part of your life. If you can even start with the simplest, when someone pays you a compliment
mm.
to say thank you and not put anything else behind it, just let it in. If we could just practice letting it in, letting those moments in, we've accomplished something, you know. Today is my birthday, and we had an amazing yoga practice this morning and a healing circle around that. And I'm feeling quite high in a natural way. And I was doing for myself, I haven't done this in a while, a raw detox. So I was doing a simple raw 7-day detox. And yesterday morning, I'm waking up and I'm noticing I can see. My eyesight's coming back. I'm just experiencing things in my body that I just thought, well, I turned 50 last year. Maybe these are things that are, you know, happening within a 50-year-old body. But to go and, you know, celebrate being able to take that journey, 7 days to do a detox is just 7 days of our life. You know, and to experience, to be open, to experience the transformation, and little by little, each day celebrating what was experienced and observed. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was some rage and some things that came up the first couple of days, some very interesting stuff that I thought I'd handled years ago. But all of that came up for for transmutation. And it brings us to a very powerful energetic that we're experiencing now. So we've got Passover and we've got the Easter coming up. We've got a total blood moon occurring, the lunar eclipse. And I think other cultures are celebrating. This particular time frame in the world is extraordinary. What's happening, the integration of the male and the female, and anything coming up emotionally for us, things that were not handled in the past, things that need to come up for our attention, if we can just take a deep breath and handle them and then celebrate.
Yes. And if I can just mention this too, and you know, we're moving out of this phase of sticking to, like you say, the rules, because we've learned that the rules don't really work for most of us, and really in reality they don't work for anybody. But you have to have known the framework, you have to have known the rules to go, okay, now I see that that's not me, I'm stepping outside of it. And I just say that in pretext of saying that one of the greatest stories is the story of Moses bringing the people out of the promised land. It's the liberator, it's the energy, what I was talking about, of Aries. And so looking at that story, and who I was referring to today, Gaw Sassoon, who is a renowned astrologer and Kabbalist, if I said that correctly, he's a educator of Kabbalah or a student of Kabbalah. He said, this is a good time to look at that story and look at how that applies to your life, as in, as a, you know, an archetype of how, what part of you is being suppressed, what part of you is not, is held back, and how to liberate yourself from that, how to bring yourself out of this darkness and into this light of the spring, this light of celebration, and celebrate that and all who you are.
So on, over the weekend, I had been watching a few shows, or a show, it was a couple of parts, it was a German, I guess, real reality TV show, and they had taken six people, split them in two, and sent them backwards on the route of refugees who are coming hundreds of thousands into Germany, which, you know, is about the size of Texas. So hundreds of thousands of people moving, coming from different parts of the world, going to Germany to have a better life. And, you know, a lot of people in Germany are a little bit afraid of what's going to happen when hundreds of thousands of people every year are coming in. And so they were taking these six people and sending them backwards. And so on one part, for me, that brought up a lot again about what's wrong in the world. But the point that really then, when I heard about celebration on Wednesday, that really rang true, was that in the last part, the people that had been sent to Africa, and they were in Ethiopia at the time, and they were in a UNHCR refugee camp in Ethiopia, and it happened to be World Refugee Day that these people had gotten there to the camp, and they were dancing. So they showed all of the refugees dancing, having fun amidst all everything that they had to flee from their countries because they were about to die if they stayed there. Now they ended up in these camps, no restrooms, no water that's running, little food, with their children in tiny little huts or tents. It's totally hot. It's not a place you want to be around. And there are thousands of people, and they had this helicopter shot, thousands of people dancing, celebrating World Refugee Day, and you saw the kids, and the kids were smiling, and they were happy, happy. And so in that moment, when I heard about celebration is the highest form of vibration, so if we can keep that up, we're in this state of ecstasy, we're out of all of these other things, we're completely present, in a trance at the same time that we're present, and that's the hope for the planet. So as I was going after watching this show, you know, and they were going backwards, you know, from what happens to them in Germany, and then this is the next station they go to, this is the next station. So I kept getting more and more, you know, low in energy, depressed, kind of like, oh my God, these poor people. And then they're kind of ending with this World Refugee Day when everybody is dancing. And, you know, I was like, wow, if they would just do that every day. I mean, they don't really have nothing much else to do, but they should be doing that every day. Who knows what could happen in the world if we would do that more often, if we all raised our vibration more often, much higher, beyond everything, every little thing that we think is not right, but celebrate the things that are right. And music is like one of them. You put on music, it's right. Right? Yeah. And just dance and have fun and celebrate who we are and that we're here. And from that energy, start moving things around on this planet. Because, I mean, when you're dancing, you have nothing but happy thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So what else could come from that?
I promise next week we will have dancing in my class.
All right. All right. So with that, ladies, we're out of time.
No.
So next week, which date is next week? Just for the listeners.
The
10th of April. So if you happen to be somewhere local, come by on the 10th of April to experience the dance that Christina Sargun just promised to us, and make sure she's doing it. You can go to yogaforbalance.org, yogaforbalance.org, to find out the address and everything, get in touch with her, get in touch with any of us. And was there something else that you guys wanted? Okay, good. So with that, we hope to see you here next Friday. And if not for the class, we'll see you back here for the next podcast, and we will finish our 7 Principles of Living an Excuse-Free Life series with the topic of compassion, which totally fits, again, with everything that we talk about. Because if you want to have a beautiful life and you live a beautiful life, everything fits and works and moves. Any last words, ladies?
We love you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful holiday weekend.
Brilliant full moon.
Bye. And make sure to love your life now.